One, two, three.
Welcome. The podcast.
Hey everybody, Bobby here. So I've got some news for you all. We're not going to be able to put out our regularly scheduled episode this week. Things have been getting pretty crazy with classes recently, and we've been having some technical difficulties with this week's episode. But I'm here, and I thought it would be nice if I led you guys through a guided meditation today. So yeah, that's nice. We're gonna get into a very calm, easy to follow, very quick and relaxing guided meditation today. So this is gonna be quick, and we're gonna have just a few movements. So our first movement, I'd like all of you to take a deep breath with me. And go ahead and take that deep breath now. And by with me, I mean go ahead and do it just without me, because I just took my deep breath and I thought it would be weird if I did it again just now. Anyway, good breath. And moving into our second movement, I want us all to reach out into the universe and grab an apple. And I want you to take that apple and shine it on your lapel, and then you're going to take a big old bite out of that nice, big, juicy apple. And I should mention that this is a metaphorical apple, and that if you went and grabbed an apple and started eating it, then you have broken the meditation, and you should leave the classroom now. Thank you. But moving into our third movement, we are going to assume the itchy worm position. Now, for this position, you're going to lay face down on the ground, and you're going to rise only slightly in the dirt. Not enough that someone might mistake you for being in pain or in trouble or for doing the actual worm dance move. Just enough so that it looks slightly uncomfortable, but altogether natural. From this, we are then going to move into our favorite pose as practiced meditationers, the slippery goblin position. I know you are all aware of this position, and I need not explain it to you. And from the slippery goblin position, we're going to move into our fourth movement. And I'd like all of you to get up from the fetal position and wipe those tears right off your face. You're going to stand up, and I want you to yell as loud as you can, with as much emphasis and pronunciation and gusto as you can. No, Dad, I don't want another slice of Meat Lover's Pizza. You can go ahead and yell that out. That's right, Dad. We don't want another slice of Meat Lover's Pizza, don't we? And thus concludes this week's weekly annual meditation. I thank you all for listening and joining me today. Next week, we will be able to put out our regularly scheduled improv podcast episode, but I thank you all for coming on this journey with me today. Namaste. I don't know, man.